Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
22 years ago, this month, actually this week, we met a guy named Gary Moore. He had an amazing book called Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. We launched that book on this show, and my life hasn't been the same since. Gary Moore, happy anniversary, baby. I'm so
happy for you, baby. Happy anniversary, Jim. I can't believe it's been that long.
22 years. We were both just babies right out of high school back in those days. And so
I was in grade school.
Thank you for 22 great years. It's been fun. We've agreed about 63.5% of the time and disagreed the other time, and that's what makes the world go round. Gary, I appreciate you very much, and thank you for 22 great years. Folks, Gary is the founder of the Financial Seminary. Faithful Finances 101 is one of his books, and Look Up America is the new one. Gary, we're talking about fear and greed. We're talking about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. As you know, Gary, over a decade ago, I started pointing this out. I started saying that there's a disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, that Wall Street used to be a leading indicator of the economy, but now it's merely a leading indicator of itself. And the thing that I think that has contributed to this is the digitization of investment. The ability, you know, you talked about de Tocqueville's comment about self-interest, rightly understood, is the proper way to think about greed. And, of course, that makes you think of Adam Smith's invisible hand. Me operating in my own self-interest actually helps society when I don't even mean to do that. But when you add digitization, when you add digital leverage to the invisible hand, to de Tocqueville's self-interest comment, that gives me a little bit of an advantage over you. And this is where it gets out of hand. Analog ethics, as we know it, as you and I have came up growing up understanding, Gary, analog ethics is having a hard time fitting into the digital leverage world. What do you think?
No, there's no question, Jim. When I started writing 30 years ago, I guess, and ever since, people have asked me, will ethics make you money or cost you money? Sir John Templeton actually had a book written about that, compiled what all of his thinkers were saying. And the answer is that it's neither. In the short term, okay, like these nano traders, they have no interest in ethics. All they're trying to do is arbitrage a point or two here and do it over 1,000 times a day and make money. But the longer you begin to think about if you are a investor and you're going to hold a stock for 5 years, as John Templeton did on average, then you have to think about ethics, Jim, because during that time, if you own Enron, for example, I served on a board with Ken Lay, the founder of that. It's the biggest corporate implosion in the history of the world. Right. It was all about ethics because Enron had gotten into the short-term trading business. Mm-hmm. Now, you take that and put it on Wall Street. You know, people don't understand this, but there are firms out there, big firms, Jim, managing money, that have almost zero human input. Right. They're just basically a big computer. And
that's right.
Most of the time what they do is when a stock hits what's called the 200-day moving average, which means the average price, then they will buy a stock. And you can see stocks bounce off that 200-day moving average. When I was young and stupid and trading, that's what I used to do. I'd just wait till a stock hit the 200-day moving average. And I'd buy it. And the fact that everybody's buying it does what? Makes the price go up.
That's right.
So I didn't care what these companies were doing. To me, it was just a blip on the screen, a computer screen. But the more I got into the ethics thing and so on, the more I realize that the short-termism of these companies or these traders were killing us.
Well, see, that's the thing. You used the right word there because, and I've been pointing this out on my show here for a long time, for about as long as I've known you, that when Wall Street converted from investing to trading, that's when it ran off the rails.
Yep.
And the digital leverage provided them the ability to trade much faster. And as you said, arbitrage it. And now they're not arbitraging a penny. They're arbitraging a thousandth of a penny for 10,000 shares that they trade in a tenth of a second. And so
that's
what's going on right now. And this is I'm not a Luddite. I'm not against digital leverage. But there are some things in our world that we've got to get a better handle on about installing the ethics that we've developed. The ethical catalog we've developed over the last 10,000 years has served us well, and it basically doesn't exist on Wall Street today. What do you think?
Well, that's correct. Do you know Tocqueville, the other thing he said, interestingly, is he said, as the light of faith grows dim in a country, it will become more obsessed with short-term trading and profits and speculation.
Wow, that was 200. That was 200 years ago, folks. He said that 200 years ago.
Yeah, and you know what he was talking about is the point of life used to be to get on the other side of death and get in a good place. Most people on Wall Street don't believe that anymore. They believe the purpose of life is to make money today.
They worship the throne of greed. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. GaryMoore.com, is that right, Gary?
FinancialSeminary.org.
FinancialSeminary.org. Check that out, folks. Quick break. Tintel, stay with us. Just like all
the Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.